Rental rights and responsibilities related to eviction. A client should know their rights related to the eviction process. A client facing a possible eviction may need a referral to legal counsel for legal advice. The counselor can help clients by educating them on the general process and providing a method for ending a lease early to prevent an eviction. A landlord can start an eviction process if the client does not pay the rent. The process may start with a landlord providing a notice to quit or a notice to vacate. This is not an eviction notice, it is just the landlord making a statement and providing notice. The landlord cannot legally change the locks or put the client's property out on the street until a court has ordered an eviction notice. Renters have a right to a court hearing before being evicted. Attending the hearing, even with no defenses, allows a client to know what is occurring and could enable some leeway related to when they must move out or when they could challenge an incorrect rent due. It is important to avoid a default judgment, which is defined as an automatic court ruling that requires an individual or entity to pay a specified sum to a creditor, due to the debtor's failure to respond or appear in court as required. Being evicted can impact a client's credit score and ability to get a new lease to rent in the future. It is far better to move out before being evicted, and if possible, get a new lease somewhere more affordable before needing to move out. Here is a process for a client to use to end a lease early. Read the lease. Determine if notice is required for early lease termination, and provide notice as required. Provide as much notice as possible if terminating a lease early, since the landlord will have more time to find a new renter. This will limit the client's liability for paying rent to the end of the term. Look for a provision in the lease that would require paying a percentage of the remaining rent or 1 month's rent. Check on provisions for someone else to rent the property by assuming the lease or subletting. There may be an early termination fee, reletting fee, to cover the cost of finding a new renter. Calculate the back rent or rent due to ensure the amount they want is what is actually owed. Learn about state or federal laws. State laws may limit a renter's total liability to less than the remaining lease amount. Federal law prohibits landlords from charging more than 1 month's rent to active military duty personnel who need to break a lease if, after the lease is signed, they are put on permanent deployment or ordered to deploy for 90 days or more. Provide the orders to the landlord. Some states have even more favorable terms. Get the apartment move-in ready. Clean the apartment so the landlord has no excuses to withhold the damage deposit or to take longer to get a new renter on a new lease than is needed. If damage is claimed, get the landlord to provide an itemized list of the damages plus evidence. Negotiate with the landlord if needed. While many housing markets will have no shortage of available renters applying, this may not be true in some areas. Negotiating with the landlord in this case may help a client reduce their rent liability. The landlord may make a deal if the client is willing to move out quickly, so the landlord will have more time to get a new renter. A landlord could also prefer to get some cash now rather than paying for litigation, especially if the client has no assets that could be seized in a court judgment, called being collection-proof due to having no non-exempt funds. The client may want to provide this information to help with negotiation. If an agreement is reached, get it in writing.